No, these are all going to be towers roughly, you know, most of them are going to be, you know, 200 foot. They're going to be lattice towers. And they'll generally have three antennas. Well, of course, that depends on how many transmit racks there are. I have three racks of transmitters, so I have three transmit antennas, and those are usually, you know, sticking out. They're all 120 degrees around the tower at the down a little bit, and then there'll be one stick all the way at the top. That's the master receive antenna, and then just down from that is the transmit antennas. And I've got, you know, I've got three combiners in there, so I've got three different transmit antennas. Because combiners add loss, and et cetera, and so, you know, the less number of transmitters you have on any given combiner, the less, you know, loss. And so basically, but they're usually 200-foot lattice towers with, you know, particularly in this area. And that's because when you break 200-foot, then there's all sorts of requirements for lighting and stuff in the FAA and all that good stuff. So by keeping them under the 200-foot deck, we were able to avoid that. So most of the systems are designed around that. Now, if you get out in the boondocks, you know, then you know, you start to see the bigger 300, 400-foot towers come up. But that wouldn't service the this kind of operation quite as good as others. But I can't speak to what they're running out there. But where are you at, by the way? I forget. You're up toward Flint, that area, aren't you?
No, I'm over here in Bloomfield, about a mile from the 2.5 repeater.